From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Scientists may have found a way to help Fuzzy Wuzzy. You remember poor Fuzzy Wuzzy's plight. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
So far, researchers have only established that they can encourage new hair growth in mice, but they're hoping something similar could be done with bears and even humans. NPR's Joe Palca has that story.
First, a bit of hair dogma. Hair comes from a complex mini-organ in the skin called a hair follicle. And according to traditional thinking, new hair follicles only form in junior mammals. Once you're an adult and you lose some hair follicles, you're out of luck in the hair department. Now, it's a funny thing about dogma. It tends to color the way you look at the world. Jonathan Vogel is a dermatologist at the National Institutes of Health. He says scientists who study how wounds heal relied on dogma to explain something they'd always see.
We know when we make wounds in mice that eventually that area is replaced with hair. It's not like the mice typically go around with large patches of skin without hair, but I guess we assume that that was not new hair. It was just the areas that previously had hair kind of migrated in as the wound healed.
But as George Cotsarellis reports in the current issue of the journal Nature, that explanation appears to be wrong. Cotsarellis is a stem cell biologist at the University of Pennsylvania. He, too, noticed that hair appeared in a wounded area, but he also knew from his stem cell work that hair follicles typically come from something called a bulge stem cell. And the hair forming after wounds was not coming from bulge stem cells. Something else was happening.
It really tells us that the skin is sort of reprogramming cells that normally don't make hair follicles to make hair follicles.
In other words, not only were these hair follicles new, they were forming in a totally new way. Now, you might think it a bit surprising that scientists had overlooked the fact that these new hair follicles were forming in response to a wound.
50 years ago, some doctor did observe this in the rabbit as well as in the human.
Chen-Ming Chong is a pathologist at the University of Southern California. But even 50 years ago, dogma was so strong that they dismissed the results. But Chong says there's another factor. In order to see the new hair, Cotsarellis had to make a fairly large wound and leave it open. The new hair didn't grow when the wound was smaller. Chong says that may explain why doctors don't see new hair growing in patients with large wounds.
People would try to get the wound closed as fast as you can. So that, in a way, make the condition not ideal for hair regeneration.
So you have to keep the wound open for long enough for these hair follicles to appear.
Exactly. You got that right.
So the bad news for Fuzzy Wuzzy the bear and his human counterparts who might like to grow a little hair is that for the moment at least, a substantial wound appears to be necessary. But the good news, says George Cotsarellis, is that it may be possible to figure out how to switch on this molecular pathway that triggers hair growth without inflicting an injury. And there's an even more promising outcome.
If you look at the molecular pathways during hair follicle development, many of them overlap with limb development.
So maybe one day, in addition to new hair, people could grow new fingers or arms.
That's kind of really pie in the sky. But, you know, you never know where these advances come from, and that we're always thinking about things like that.
After all, dogma says growing new limbs is impossible, too. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.